Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And there's the 0-2 to Didi. Hit on the ground a second. Flip it to short. There's one. On to first. In time for the double play. And let's see if Didi goes back to the dugout. That was pretty bang-bang at first base.
He's standing.
Now, that would be no RBI if it is a double play. And you know what? They're going to look at it again.
This is amazing. Angel's having a wonderful day.
Oh, he's safe. I just saw a replay. He's safe.
So he's missed 3 out of 4, Angel Hernandez. It's great.
Blind melon for the blind umpire.
That's what
Jim Lunch is doing there.
That's what he's doing there.
I asked him if he was playing Big Pun because big Yankee fan, right? Big Pun was from New York.
Big Punisher.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Rest in peace.
That's the R.I.P. Thought that's what he was doing there. That's Angel Hernandez we're talking about, the umpire last night at first base.
Your home plate umpire.
Who will be behind the plate tonight for Game 4, which should be comical.
Strike zone. This is amazing. Angel's having a wonderful day.
Strike zone should be interesting.
Strike zone. Always a fun trip with Angel Hernandez, who is so horrible, who is so loathed by players in the game. Right up there with C.B. Buckner in my book is the horrible umpires of Major League Baseball. I know that others put Joe West into that group as well. But this guy is a special brand of terrible. Because not only is he terrible, he then is easily offended and has thin skin. He's also sued Major League Baseball. Did you know this?
I did not.
Pedro Martinez referenced this last night. Let's hear Pedro. The audio quality, work with us, not terrific, but you'll know it's him and you'll know what he's saying.
And that's better than Angel Hernandez.
Oh, Angel is horrible. No, I'm going to be going on Angel now. Major League Baseball needs to do something about Angel.
We didn't know.
It doesn't matter how many times he sues the Major League Baseball.
He's going to sue you.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's coming.
He's as bad as there is. That's the main reason why we're sitting here so late.
Hey, look, hitters below the Mendoza line, there's now the Angel line for replays.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
That's the best part. Pedro, Jesus Christ, ooh. This guy. It only would have been better if he dropped the Jesus Cristo. My God, that's the only way that would have been better. But Angel Hernandez, as you heard Pedro reference there, sued Major League Baseball in 2017 for racial discrimination.
Oh, that's right. They did the white Yankee
Cuban-born Hernandez, 55, filed the complaint in the U.S. District Court in Cincinnati. Among the complaints are Hernandez not having been promoted to crew chief and his lack of World Series assignments under MLB chief officer Joe Torre. Why do you think that is, Angel?
Well,
you are terrible at your job.
No, it's obvious. Major League Baseball is definitely discriminatory towards Latin American players, coaches.
Definitely.
You name it.
Stop.
No. So when's the last time you saw anybody?
I can't remember.
A Spanish-speaking employee team or Major League Baseball.
It doesn't happen.
Yep. So good for Angel.
Weren't they wearing like white? Didn't all the umps wear white wristbands for that or something? They were unified in this and somehow, I thought.
No, they were.
Those calls
that had nothing to do with that.
That
they were wearing those bands because they were standing up to what they believed was like the players,
offensive players.
The
yeah.
players were
mouths.
Getting a little too mouthy.
Yeah.
The players were getting a little too powerful.
I thought he was a
too lippy.
Little lippy out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they weren't going to stand for the abuse that they were taking
the hatred.
By players.
But those, I mean, I'm not great at making those calls when I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh, he was safe. Oh, that was out. I could tell on a couple of those last night. I'm like, he booted that call. That's not right.
However,
I can see it from here.
Two of them weren't even bang.
In like, real time, not even on the close-up. As the play happened live, I'm like, what? He's not out? Or he's safe? What are you doing?
So this all started, though, when Ian Kinsler, this goes back to August of last year, right? This all started, I mentioned Kinsler earlier, and then now we have the time to tell the whole story. Kinsler got thrown out of a game for looking at Angel Hernandez. He talked to him, he definitely argued with him, but he was not, you know, animated.
Did he get his face or spit?
He was at the plate. He had a called first strike. He thought it was low. It looked low. He turns around. He talks to Hernandez. They have a little bit of a conversation. Not yelling, not screaming, not anything animated. Gets back in the box, takes the next pitch, which is like really low and away. And all he did was turn back and looked at Hernandez on the second pitch. Sort of like, oh, is that a strike too? And Hernandez threw him out of the game in the middle of the at bat, tossed him. So Brad Ausmus comes out and was angry, and Kinsler was not happy with it. So Kinsler rips the crap out of Hernandez after the game. And if you watch it closely, and you can find it on YouTube if you want to go watch it and you're into reading lips, it looks like he tells Hernandez, you're bleeping terrible at your job, is what he tells him after he gets tossed. You are bleeping terrible at your job. And then he ripped him after the game with the media saying he needs to find another job. He needs to find another profession. That is when, and Kinsler also said at the time, no one wants him behind the plate anymore. Again, he's behind the plate tonight, Red Sox-Yankees game 4 in the Bronx. When that all happened, that is when they started wearing these silly wristbands in protest of escalating verbal attacks. That was their quote. The World Umpires Association Union, representing Major League Baseball umpires, announced on August 19th, 2017, they are wearing white wristbands during all games to protest escalating verbal attacks on umpires and their strong objection to the Office of the Commissioner's response to these verbal attacks. So the commissioner wasn't doing enough to protect them when they are doing their job so horribly. That's what that was all about. You know that story.
Isn't there a built-in grading process with this, though? To where you go back and you review crews, and then how does this guy get rewarded for an ALDS series? To where now he's going to affect the outcome of a game, or at least tried to last night. Thank God you got replay. I mean, think about that. Thank God you have replay. Because if you don't, you know, maybe that game's a little closer. They probably still kicked their ass last night, but it's probably not 16-1.
The best was this. Torrey was asked why Hernandez had not yet been promoted to crew chief when this was all coming about. Torrey's response was that Hernandez, quote, needs to gain greater mastery of the official playing rules and replay regulations, continue to improve situation management, and display an ability to refocus and move forward after missing calls or receiving constructive feedback from the office. That's Joe Torrey's nice way of saying he sucks.
That's his diplomatic way of saying it.
As diplomatic as possible. Yeah. He's terrible, and he's sensitive. So get rid of him.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Get rid of him.
There's no other better umpires. I mean, give me a break on this guy.
So that's Angel Hernandez, who was terrible last night. So awful. Missing at first base.
He had a bad night.
Left and right, but that's like every night with him. He's so bad. So horrible. And he's in there tonight.
Behind the plate.
Behind the plate for game 4. Very important game. And he's going to be the guy making the calls. Okay. Very good.
Maybe the series isn't over.
Well, I don't think that it's one-sided, though.
No.
It wasn't one-sided
That's
night.
The sad part of it, right? Yeah. But I mean, say somebody like, I know it's not going to impact the guy like Kinsler tonight, but say it's somebody that gets thrown out or bitches about a call and he's got a quick hook. Or he's got a quick trigger. Say you toss somebody of importance tonight.
Here's what I want to know. What happens if it gets a little heated between two teams?
Yeah, say Sabathia does throw.
All right, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about Brock Holt hitting for the cycle last night. Brock Holt hitting for the cycle, what it means for tonight's game, and what the actions of Andrew Benintendi mean for tonight's game. We'll get to that coming up next. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
First ball swinging Brock Holt, a base hit. And the singles continue to come for the Red Sox. Two on for Holt. And a line drive, fair ball into the corner it goes. On his way to third. Is Holt. It's a two RBI triple. That one's driven into right center field. And on the chase, that is going to bounce up and out. Have a night, Brock Holt. It's an RBI double for Holt, who has three runs batted in. Is a home run shy of the cycle right now. Down the right field line, that is a fair ball home run. And the cycle for Brock Holt. He hits for the cycle in a postseason game.
Brock Holt, last night in the Bronx, hits for the cycle. First time the cycle has ever happened in a Major League Baseball postseason game.
Shocked by that.
All it took was Austin Romine being on the mound. It's so bad last night, the Yankees had to resort to positional players on the hill. That's how he goes for the cycle last night, which I'm completely fine with. I celebrated at the time. I was texting with Carrabas at the time.
Huh.
I'm like, Brock Star, all right. Cycle, attaboy, kid. Like, way to go.
Is he awake?
Who?
Carrabas.
Oh, yeah, he's on a live stream the whole game
sure.
last night with Hubs, like, going back and forth, like, just killing the poor guy.
That's right. The big cat up last week in Chicago.
Yeah. No, he watched.
I went over there once when they were during the commercial break. I'm like, oh, it's the commercial break. Let me see what they're doing.
I went
they're
there.
All on the, during the commercial break. Yeah. They're all on their phones, not talking.
Yeah, they're all.
Every one of the seven guys looking at their phones.
They're all just sort of sitting there. And
yeah, who's watching us?
Jared was on his laptop, and I checked it out in the late innings. Why not? And I contributed when I could with things they couldn't come up with. I texted them. They were talking about Francona. Like, when did he get caught without the jersey back in New York when Bob Watson was running things at MLB?
So that doesn't really count, though, right? That's not a big deal, the cycle?
Well,
Mookie Betts was going for it and everybody was cheering and Mass crushed it.
Well, Mass said, who cares?
Yeah, it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. Who cares?
That's not a big deal, then.
Well, you're winning last night.
That's a pretty freaking big deal. I'm sorry.
And what did I say at the time? You could celebrate the cycle.
For that kid?
It's like a neat little oddity.
This isn't like J.D. Martinez hitting for the cycle.
You can think
Brock Holt hit for the cycle.
You can have fun watching. You can have fun watching baseball as a baseball fan. You can take enjoyment out of watching someone hit for the cycle. Does it mean they're a great player?
A career backup.
No.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything about your ability to play the game. It's just a neat little oddity that happens in a game. What? And if you enjoy watching baseball and a guy you like hits for the cycle, you can be happy about it. That is allowed. Not everything has to be through the lens of Tony Maserati, which is, who cares? Nah. No, it doesn't have to be that.
What's more valuable? Hitting for the cycle or hitting four triples?
Hitting four triples.
No.
It's hitting. Would I rather he had two home runs and a double and a single?
Okay. Yes.
You betcha.
And I'm sorry, Zoe.
No.
The thing that annoys me about it is that in mainstream coverage, it's the lead. Brock Holt.
That is
hits for the cycle. I saw it on the Today Show this morning. It's like, ooh, look at this. A single, a double, a triple. So what?
It's been done before.
Well, it's
it was all
it's not worth complaining about, though. Is it really worth complaining about?
No.
No.
No, I think this
if you get
not.
Annoyed easily, then yes, I can
like
see
Maz. It's
worth, right.
You don't. Okay.
He's annoyed
easily. Again, I'm going to go back to the same thing I said when Betts had the cycle. You don't have to treat the game like Tony Maz does. You don't have to.
Okay, but
I was like, it's like, yay, cycle, and then 2 minutes later, you don't care. Like, it's when it happens, it's sort of fun.
It's a
stupid little baseball thing.
Yeah, you guys know what I think of Holt. I just think the guy's a hardo, but I do give him credit for this.
He needed to be in there last night.
Think about that guy's role.
I'm not a big Brock Holt fan, but he needed to be in there.
The whole Brock star thing and all that, but think about that guy's role for the grind of what that season is for all those guys. But to accept the role that he's accepted... And to deal with it,
What does that mean, accept the role?
This guy had to plead his way on the team. Go ask anybody out there. I ask anybody in this room if they want me on this team or not. That's what he said at the beginning of this year. Like, there was, like, grumblings, like, is he going to be on a team?
You're talking about, like, he's a good guy because he didn't bitch about not being a starting player, an everyday guy?
I'm just saying it's a cool moment. Hey, I'm trying to make a moment for him here, okay? I mean, that guy's not talked about a lot, but that guy hit for the freaking cycle.
Okay, if you watch the Red Sox in September, he was talked about plenty because he was their team's best hitter for the month, it felt like.
Right. But I'm just saying, it's something, and he said it post-game, that I will never forget. It's going to be something that lives with you forever.
That's still a good performance.
It's a cool moment
to do what he did. He still had a good performance, and you know what? I think that
he was that key guy that got that single.
That he hit a home run and he was doing it off Austin Romine. Yep. But what I think
his single was more important.
He probably should have pulled back on was what he said about Austin Romine and hitting that home run after the game. His comments after the game.
Try to hit it.
I'm like, yeah, this doesn't sound good.
Calling it.
This just doesn't sound good. Here's Brock Holt.
I'm assuming when you went up in the ninth against Romine that you knew you needed a home run for the cycle. And what was your mindset? What were you trying to do?
Well, obviously, yeah, I knew I needed a home run. You know, I saw Romine was on the mound. So you get a little antsy when a position player is on the mound. And, you know, I told everyone, get me up. I need a home run for a cycle. I was going to try to hit a home run. I figured I'd ground out to first, be out in front of something. But I scooted up in the box a little bit, and I was going to be swinging at anything and try to hook anything. And obviously you don't expect to hit a home run, but I was trying to. I was trying to hit a home run. That's probably the first time I've ever tried to do that. And, rounding the bases, seeing everybody going nuts in the dugout was a pretty cool moment for me. And like I said, tonight's, this is something I'll remember for a long, long time.
Oh, that's annoying
getting hit
as hell.
He's going to get hit tonight. I'm sorry.
That is so friggin' annoying.
Oh, God. You're right.
Dude, it's
I didn't hear it in its entirety. They played a clip of it this morning, but.
This is not some game in July against New York. You're in the playoffs now. This is game three of the ALDS.
Okay, there are
things that are way more important than you and your silly cycle. Like, if it happens, great. But don't go to the press after the game and talk about how excited you were that a positional player was on the mound and how you were going to try and hit a home run. You guys got to get me up to the plate so I can try and hit a home run off this scrub who's just trying to throw the pitch somewhere near the vicinity of home plate. You've got to be kidding me with that.
There's only one way to answer that question. Now, he was asked about it, so it's not like he just went up there and started monologuing. But the only way to answer that is say, it was lucky. You know, I knew that I needed a home run to hit for the cycle, and I was swinging for the fences, but the fact that I actually got a pitch that I was able to hit out, total luck. It's fun.
I find
I'm
his
glad
answer... like obnoxious.
It is obnoxious because he's telling you
about him.
He's telling you
how excited he was about his freaking cycle when your team just took a 2-1 series lead over the Yankees, and you're worried about getting to the plate to get your cycle off Austin Romine. The fact that it's happened, it's yay, all right, cool, it happened. But give me a break. What the hell are you focused on? And by the way, I'm all about Brock Holt playing right now. I was, singing that song very loudly yesterday. That Brock Holt needed to be in there.
He's going to get plunked. Oh, God. Game in hand, he's getting hit.
Got a lefty tonight, though.
I know.
It's a tough decision. You got the two righties, and Kinsler and Nunez. You got the two lefties and Devers and Holt.
Do you know who didn't play this wrong after the game? You know who played everything right after the game and deserves a lot of credit for doing so? Alex Cora. If you saw any of Alex Cora's press conference after the game last night, he was so even-keeled. He was so sort of mellow. He was not overexcited. And maybe he's reminding himself to do that. Like, he's not getting caught up in it, and he's doing it on purpose. I don't care. He came off very well after the game last night. Here he was talking about the cycle that Brock Holt had.
Alex, Holt's cycle was the first in postseason history. What's your reaction to kind of that historic feat?
Great. He's been swinging the bat well for a while now. We felt the matchup was good for him tonight, although he was 0 for whatever coming into the game against Severino.
You actually said he might hit, you were looking for a slider that he could hit to a right field, and he ended up doing that.
Yeah, like I told you guys a few weeks ago, play the Powerball tomorrow, and hopefully I can get it.
Luck.
Oh, okay.
I'll play the Powerball tomorrow, because that's all it is. It's stupid luck. How about that?
He's been there and done it, too.
What an answer. Hardy, did you know that he had said that? That Cora referred to it as luck?
No.
Because you just said the only way to answer that is say it was lucky.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Cora knew to say that it was lucky.
It's like
Cora knew to downplay it. Right. Cora knew not to get excited. He even gave you like a sarcastic great at the beginning. Yeah, great. Yeah,
hitting for terrific. The cycle to me is a lot like a hole in one. It's like you got to be really good and you have to be good, but more than anything, you have to be lucky.
But that's not the whole story of your round. Hitting
no.
a hole in one.
No, it's right, an anomaly.
Yes.
Yeah, it went in.
I'd be like, yeah, Hardy, I'm trying to play a hook, and I move my left foot in front of my right, and I choked down on a club, and the wind was in my face a little, and I just wanted to pull it, and I knew exactly where I wanted to put that
and
ball.
And I'll say this, Jim, Brock Holt's got to be back in there tonight. Like, you've got to put him back in the lineup tonight. I would not start Kinsler. I would have Brock Holt in there. He would be in the starting lineup. I think he's fine against lefties.
It is a decision, though, for Cora. This is a decision. It's not just
it
obvious.
It is, but I don't think it's that hard of a decision.
You're not going to bitch if he makes, you know, if he goes with.
I'd have to look at the numbers between the guys against Sabathia and stuff. But if Kinsler has really good numbers against Sabathia, then it's a decision.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. We'll see what each of them are against Sabathia, the individual matchup against the pitcher. But I'm not afraid to put Brock Holt in there because there's a lefty on the mound. Maybe if his career against Sabathia has been crap, I'd reconsider. But Brock Holt is my guy. Brock Holt is my guy in that lineup at second base. Kinsler's a nice guy to have on the roster, but I'm not going out of my way. I'm not going out of my way to make sure that Kinsler is in there. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls on Brock Holt's comments after hitting for the cycle last night. Your thoughts on the game and something along the lines of, okay, don't get too cocky now. Last night, Andrew Benintendi was stealing bases up 10 and was swinging 3-0, which is apparently a big issue for Ron Darling. If you were watching the game last night,
James Woods,
Andrew Benintendi, was he doing a little too much there with the lead that the Red Sox have? We'll discuss that and your calls next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
16-1, the final from Yankee Stadium, where the Red Sox took a 2-1 lead in the ALDS against the Yankees. Tonight, they can close things out. Andrew Benintendi, you have to do it against CC Sabathia, but that's easy, huh?
It's tough. You know, everything moves. He doesn't throw a straight ball, and he throws that big slider, so, you know, I'll have to break down some video, I guess, and, you know, see if we can find anything, and, you know, we're going to stick with the same approach and try to, you know, put good at-bats together and see what happens.
Rick Porcello gets a start for the Red Sox. Tampa Bay Rays have extended the contract of manager Kevin Cash through 2024 with an option for another year after that. Bruins 6-3 winners over the Senators yesterday in the Bees home opener. They'll stay home to take on the Oilers on Thursday night. Saints over the Redskins in Monday Night Football 43-19. Drew Brees, your new all-time passing leader in the NFL. Patriots, Chiefs, Sunday night. Chiefs are going to play back-to-back primetime games. Their game against the Bengals the following week has been flexed to the primetime start.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But a little less than a Major League season. Sends that one high in the air, foul territory. And that'll head into the seats.
So I was saying before, on a 10-1 score, Benintendi took off and run and stole the base. I found that unusual, but, you know, you can still keep pushing the envelope. But, boy, swinging 3-0 in the seventh with a 10-1 lead. There used to be a book. There's no book anymore. Everything's gray. But I would find that offensive, personally.
Superman. Ron Darling last night, color analyst on TBS, calling this series.
He's got a good delivery.
He had an issue with Andrew Benintendi stealing and Andrew Benintendi swinging 3-0. I have an issue with one, but not the other.
3-0.
Is what?
Swinging. I bet that's the one you have the issue with.
Not my issue at
really?
All.
Really?
No. You're at the plate. What are you supposed to do? I would say the same thing about Brock Holt hitting a home run.
You take on
a 3-0 pitch.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? That is a bad unwritten rule.
Like, what would Jackie
like, Bradley, what do you want me to do?
I hate taking.
What, are you supposed to stop doing my job of being a batter against a pitcher?
Work
no.
the pitcher. Take the.
I take. And, I hate take, taking on the 3-0 almost
take,
all the time. Anyway.
Gotta take.
It's like a guaranteed strike. Everybody should have that swing away. You're getting one right down Main Street. Swing.
So there's that. I don't have an issue swinging 3-0. I don't have an issue with Brock Holt hitting a home run off Austin Romine. I don't care about any of those things. Like, you still got to throw the pitch, and I still have to swing the bat. What do you want me to do? The thing that you don't have to do, and I don't think it's a major issue, but the only reason I would advise against it is because I don't want the Red Sox sparking anything in the New York Yankees for tonight or any other game. And that is stealing when you're up 10 runs. What are you doing?
You don't try to score.
You don't need
that. Stop it.
You don't need it. You don't need the extra bag there. The game is over already. The game is over, right? 10-1, you think the game's over?
It should be, but I mean...
It was over in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, but you even said too, though, earlier, about an hour ago, like no lead is safe. Like safe to throw at somebody?
Three or four runs, not 10.
Yeah, I said five. You was like, five's tight. Yeah, I still wouldn't throw at five.
In an elimination game, a four-run lead, late innings, I'm sorry, it's not safe. Not safe.
But see, I would think if you're up 10-1 there and that's an elimination game and that game's pretty much over and you're still in that one, that's rubbing your face.
What's the same situation, though?
See, I don't think so. I don't know. That didn't bug me. Like the 3-0, like you take the walk. You always take there.
I have no issue with, Brock Holt hitting the home run. I have an issue with him celebrating it the way he did after the game.
Well, that's DB-ish.
Like how excited he was to get up there and hit one off Austin Romine.
Get me up there. Get me up there. I'm going to take advantage of the everyday player.
You want to talk about putting an asterisk on something? Put it on his cycle last night.
Yeah.
As much as I was like, hey, all right, cycle. Like it's this fun little oddity. But come on. Don't concern yourself with it to the degree that you did. And then make it be known after the game. That, to me, is the equivalent of Aaron Judge walking by the Red Sox clubhouse blasting New York, New York. Like, you're just sort of asking for it there. You're asking for bad things to happen to you the following night.
Yeah.
Not in terms of retaliation or anything like that, just in terms of, like, the universe. You know, the balance of the universe will catch up with you. It will. So, I don't know. I don't have any use for the steal. But if you're a batter, you got no choice. You're in the box. You gotta swing the bat. You gotta do something there. 617-779-0985. Nick is in Boston. Hi, Nick.
Hi guys, how you doing?
What's up, Nick?
First time, long time. Listen, a couple things. So what is wrong with the baseball player getting excited? Isn't that the whole sort of push against the game these days that
I don't have a problem with the excitement.
The guy got excited and he was speaking his mind. And you guys are always, saying, oh, this guy's BSing us, he's not speaking his mind. He actually spoke what was on his mind. He was honest. What's wrong with that?
Because I think his opinion on it is ridiculous.
The situation.
It exposes for how he actually thought about it.
Beatles talking about
and I think it's
spark.
You know what I think it is? I think it's sort of classless after the game. That how you talk about how excited you were to go up against a positional player in a blowout game to hit a home run for a personal little itch that he wants to scratch and celebrate that personal achievement.
I did not hear
that. That is the opposite of team guy.
I feel differently now that I heard the post game in its entirety by him, because I did not hear that. I heard a snippet of it this morning because I did not stay up for the post game and wait to hear him talk. But I felt differently after it now, after hearing it. Because, I called my shot. I knew he was up. I'm like, come on, guys, you got to get me up there. I'm sliding up in the box. I'm going to hook one right here in that short porch. Yeah, you made it about you and not the game and the win. Just
By the way, I always want everyone to talk and I want them to give us their honest thoughts on it. The player gave his honest thoughts. The manager gave his honest thoughts. I like the manager's thoughts on it a lot more than I like the players. That's what I'm giving you my opinion on. No, I don't want them to not speak or give a BS answer, but when you get the real thing, and you did from two different people, which guy's answer do you like more? Alex Cora.
That's an easy one, Bill.
And the way he thought about it, or the player, Brock Holt. Those are your options. Those are the two different answers on what they think of that. And I don't think either one is lying. I don't think Alex Cora, as I said, he's sort of tempering himself, his tone. But I don't think he's saying it was lucky because he doesn't believe it was lucky. He believes that. He thinks that. That's how most of us, reasonable people do think about it.
I think based on who the player is and how the player got there, I think you're getting a different answer there. If that's J.D. Martinez or Mookie Betts, you're probably getting a different answer.
J.D. Martinez would never say that.
Because you got to be there. You got to be in the moment.
Mookie Betts would never say that.
Right.
Do you know what part of it is?
It's got the little Hardo.
Part of it is they're better players.
Yes.
Like they're much better players. Yeah. So they don't need that. They don't look for that. They're not worried about that.
This is big for him. It's big for him. And I don't want to take the moment away. I would never take that moment away from him. I said it's a long year for him. He's a role player. He understands that. plays the role better than anybody. It's a good moment for him.
Steve is in New Hampshire. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
What's up, Steve?
I really have no issue with it at all. In a game where you say you have to make it about the team, in a game where you know you already have something out of reach and the game's already won, why not try to be the first player in Major League history to do something? Why not be excited about that, whether it's a position player that's throwing the ball or a pitcher that's throwing the ball? Why shouldn't he be excited?
Who, I mean, we hear it.
I'd want it,
who's
too.
Who's with You know what, though? You're the second caller. Well. Steve, you're the second caller in a row that said this. What do you mean not be excited? You can high-five and have your celebration right after you do it. Like
you see him around the
field.
Bases? He was jacked.
I didn't have any issue with him.
You make him out to be a DB.
He is a DB. His comments
make him a hardo.
His comments after the game were DB-ish. So I'm not making him out to be anything. And I didn't say that he...
We need more DBs in baseball then. We need more DBs.
Okay, it's not about whether or not he should be able to hit the home run. Go for it. Hit your home run. Celebrate with your teammates when you do hit the home run. It's not about the act. It's about what he followed it up with after the game.
Yeah. Took a little off it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I totally agree with you on that. I felt differently
before
I heard
that. You know what you sound like after your team just won a blowout 16-1? You sound like such a loser when you start bragging about hitting a home run. He's bragging about it.
You got to face
that positional player.
You're probably going to play again the next night. He's playing again tonight. And now all of a sudden it puts a target on you.
You talk
about igniting a spark.
It shows a complete unawareness of how big of a series this is for his team and for the franchise and for all the people involved. That you're bragging about hitting a home run off of Austin Romine. How excited you were to get up there for that opportunity.
If that was Chapman, it'd be a different story. Yeah. A tight game. Now you got something.
Like, it's a neat little thing, but the bigger thing is you guys won the game and you crushed the Yankees. That's a much bigger thing, Brock.
Obviously, you don't expect to hit a home run, but I was trying to.
Well, wait a minute. I'm confused here. You step to the plate. Now we're digging into it.
Like, just don't say that.
Probably shouldn't have played. I mean, we're playing this now, and now you dig into things even more here. What do you mean, obviously, you're not trying? Why wouldn't you try and hit a home run there?
I don't have any issue with him trying to hit a home run.
Why do you preface it with, obviously, you're not thinking or you're not trying to hit a home run there? But I was.
Go ahead. See, hit your home run. Just don't be an insufferable a-hole about it after the fact.
I wish you didn't play
this. Is that too much to ask?
I wish you didn't play this post-game clip.
And remember... You have to play there again
tonight.
Yes, tonight. The series is not over.
Not at home.
Not even close.
You think it's fun playing in Yankee Stadium? I mean, they only quieted him down when they were up 6-7-0.
If it's a time,
that's going to be a tough place to play tonight. You didn't make it any easier on yourself and on your teammates by talking about how you did it. It's just the most insufferable thing. It's like, I'll tell you how I did it because I had it all the way. Here's what I did. I told him to put me back in because I wanted to hit a home run and give it a second. I moved up a little bit in the batter's box. And up comes, stop. Just say it was lucky. Say it was lucky and it's a fun thing, but, you know, we got one more game and be done.
Hey, the stars were aligned. Oh. I got the pitch I was looking for, and what do you want me to do? I hit it out.
I scooted it up in the box a little bit.
Oh. I got antsy because it was Austin Romine, and he's not a pitcher.
Grip that.
Like, terrific. You hit a batting practice home run, and now you want to tell us all about it, how great it was. Come on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you got two calls in a row back in that. You got two calls in a row saying it's great. It's great. Yeah.
617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls on this very issue. Brock Holt hitting a home run last night to complete the cycle. And the Red Sox and Yankees series, which continues tonight. Don't go anywhere.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Tonight, Red Sox and Yankees. A couple things I want to get to that we did mean to get to earlier. Nationally, last night's Red Sox-Yankees game did a 3-4 national rating. Saints-Redskins did a 7-3. So, nationally, football was the draw over Red Sox-Yankees. I can tell you locally, here in Boston, that Red Sox-Yankees did a 19-4.
That's about right.
That's a big number.
It's a good number.
That's a big number. And Monday Night Football did a 4-4. Those are preliminary numbers, not finalized, but right. That's what you got last night. Red Sox were a huge draw locally, which is why when you've got big markets like Boston and New York, Houston, even though you've got a big market, you've got people that are watching in these markets. The people in Boston watch when the Red Sox are in the playoffs. The people in New York certainly watch when the Yankees are playing a playoff game. So who was it from the Astros that was complaining? Was it Bregman?
Bregman.
Alex Bregman has been complaining that the Astros are not playing primetime games. This is why. Because when you could capture Boston and New York on a baseball game, they're going to do it.
Nothing better.
Simple. It's really not that hard to figure out. So that's the story on the TV ratings. Here's what we got going into tonight's game that we're all sort of curious about. Will it be Kinsler or will it be Brock Holt in the lineup? Career versus Sabathia. Holt, 0 for 4, 2 Ks, small sample. Ian Kinsler, in 49 career at-bats against CC Sabathia, 289 hitter against Sabathia with two home runs. Mm. Devers, career against Sabathia, 2 for 10 with 3 Ks. Mm. Nunez,
small.
In 16 at-bats, has hit 313 against Sabathia with 5 singles. I can tell you against lefties this year, Holt has hit lefties at a better rate than Kinsler. Holt has batted 292 against lefties this year, and Kinsler has batted 191. Talking about a 100-point difference between the two when they're going up against lefties. I'm making not only a decision based on those year-long numbers, the small sample for Holt, and based on the fact that he hit the ball well last night, even if it's against a positional player throwing BP. I'm putting Holt back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah.
Holt's my guy.
I don't know how you sit
Holt back. I ride that way. You ride the hot guy, Hardy.
Right.
And right now, that's Brock Holt. I don't know how you sit him down after last night.
I would play him, too.
Yeah, the numbers, are, I mean, one of them is a small sample size, but that 100-point difference there, I mean, that's pretty good. I go with your gut, man. What's your gut?
Yeah, it's Brock Holt.
Right, it's not like you're going in here and going, okay, we're going to write everything down here, and this is a guy I'm going to go to. We're going to go to Lynn here, and we're going to go with this guy next and this guy. No, you go with your gut. What's the game tell you?
So Holt struck out half the time against Sabathia that he's faced him. If he strikes out 2 out of 3 at-bats tonight, you're not going to criticize Cora?
Okay, but no, I'm not. I'm not going to criticize him for that decision.
Well, how does he pitch to other guys? You know, how does Sabathia handle the rest of the lineup? If he's having himself a night, then it's hard to criticize a guy like Holt.
Not only that, how much stock are you putting in Sabathia to hang in this game?
Oh, I think he's going to be money. I think he's balls.
Really?
He's their ballsiest pitcher.
Is that why you think he's starting? Do you think he's truly their best option? Like, I'm curious.
He's like their version of David Wells late in his career.
I just feel like he's going to step up and do something. I mean, maybe not, but he's got it in him. I know he does.
Is there any second guessing going on in New York today about who should be the starter for this game? Serious question.
Well, if he goes to Hap, right?
I don't know the answer. Hap, you could pitch Hap.
What do you think, 40 some pitches?
Hap has had a good history against this team.
I agree with Jim. If you've got the ass, as the Yankees should after that game last night, then Sabathia is the guy to put out there.
Yep.
The guy
tilt your cap.
The
and
guy
go.
Plays, with an edge, and he's not going to be put. He's not going to be put off by the moment. Now he may not have the stuff, but at least mentally, I think he'll be there.
Are you going to start bunting against him?
Why not?
We know how pissed off he gets. I mean, look at what happened last year.
Do it with Bradley.
How dare they bunt against CC Sabathia?
Do it with Bradley.
That was against one of his unwritten rules. I mean, this is a guy that always sort of has the ass. I mean, always.
Yeah.
Holt, Bradley, whoever catches, bunt away.
I'd bunt away.
I don't want Xander Bogaerts bunting. I don't want Mookie Betts bunting.
No, of course not. But guys that don't hit, like the bottom of the order, like Jackie Bradley Jr., drop down a bunt. Let's go. Whoever's catching, you're bunting, right? I mean, that's
especially if Leon's catching. They always shift Leon, so
because you got to have the edge. You got to have the edge tonight too. You know, this is somebody tweeted us both, Beetle, and said that we sound old and lame because it's Sox Yankees. All bets are off. Embarrass and taunt them at every possible chance. Blah blah blah. You know, if you're talking about Red Sox Yankees history, think back to the ALCS in 2004. When the Yankees beat the Red Sox 19-8 in Game 3 and were taking a victory lap by scoring 19 runs and all set to go to the World Series up 3-0. And you think how the rest of that played out. I'm not saying that one necessarily has anything to do with the
other. What did they do with their 19 runs that was really a victory lap? Like, I don't think scoring 16 runs is a problem.
Scoring the 16 runs isn't the problem. It's the it's the notion that you're Brock Holt afterward, and you're talking about how, you know, you're going to go out and do this, and you essentially called what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Never tried to hit a home run before, but the one time I try and do it.
Batting
I
practice it, home run.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was a reaction to Judge in the concourse?
Could have been, but I would say don't stoop to his level. Don't do the same thing he did.
Yeah.
You do you.
I don't think that's what
series isn't
Judge.
Over yet. Do your trash talking and your gloating when it's done. When you are
yes.
moving on.
Yes.
You know when you play New York, New York? When you win.
And
that's what you do if you're the Red Sox. When you win the series, then in your clubhouse, you should be blasting New York. You should be singing Frank is what you should be doing. But that's because the series is over.
Right. And I'm all about the in-game stuff. Swinging on the 3-0 pitch. You know, stealing second when you're up 10-1. All that stuff. Yeah, put them away. Absolutely. Just put your foot on their neck and don't let them up. Save all your talking until when the series is over. That's when you can
All talk. I know is that if Brock Holt was a New York Yankee and said the things he said last night and was a Yankee, we'd be killing him today.
Throw his head today.
Every Red Sox fan that's called to defend Brock Holt would be crushing the Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay? If last night in the game...
It was Voight who hit for this right. cycle and then started talking about how he
hit a home run off Andrew Benintendi.
Right.
You'd say, shut up, Voight, you jackass.
Right.
You hit it off Andrew Benintendi. You didn't even hit it off a pitcher. That's what you'd be saying. So just flip it for a second and remind yourself what you'd be saying about a comment like that. You'd be saying, come on, guy. Get real. That's what you'd be saying.
That's the only bad thing about last night, his comments after the game. Other than that, perfect night.
Mike is in Rhode Island on Andrew Benintendi. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Good show. I agree with you 100%. You know, Brock Holt has been in the big leagues for 6 years. I mean, act like you've been there before. There's nothing wrong with him going out trying to hit a home run. But you don't freaking break it down and say how you wanted to do it. And on Benintendi, you know, stealing with a 10-run lead, you don't do that. Okay? 30 out of 30 big league managers will tell you, do not run. I have no idea why he was running there, okay? And swinging on 3-0, you're up 10 runs. Why don't rouse a sleeping dog? I mean, and just like Judge walking out of the stadium the other night playing New York, New York. I mean, these guys don't need any extra incentive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That story from Holt would be perfect on the championship DVD that comes out in December. That's when you
that's save, the appropriate time for
you,
it.
You save that
you're
one for
a dark room. This is what went through my head during that at bat. Yeah,
and like you tell a joke about it. Like, yeah, I was trying to do that. Like, you don't actually take pride in the fact that you went out there to hit a home run against a positional player. Like in the moment, later I'd be like, I sort of did try and hit a home run. I wanted the cycle, and I got it.
Do you want Aaron Judge going up there and trying to hit a home run? Don't.
I think he's always trying to hit a home run.
I tried to hit it over the pike. You know, nobody's ever done that before. But I just thought, boy, if I could get it and I slid up in the box and choked up on it, I could get that ball over the pike.
Red Sox beat the Yankees last night 16-1, and the stupidity of Aaron Boone was on full display. We talk more about this game coming up in 90 seconds.